Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Chaim Hillowitz. Maseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'ilui Nishmas, Ephraim Eliyahu ben Yosef and Chana Bas Shmuel Halevi.
Sota Daf Choftes. The Gemara at the top of our blot relates the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel as to whether we need the Pasuk, a separate lima, to tell us that a Sota is Aser L'Kohen, or we can learn it from a Kal V'Chomer from the Isser of Truma. And the Gemara at the top is considering the possibility that perhaps the reason that Rabbi Akiva didn't need a pasuk for us to say that the sotos aser lekain, because sharei asava safik zona kizona, that we see the Torah treated the woman who is safik whether she's mezana with the boyel as kilo zona to aser on her husband, and therefore we should treat her like a zona as well, like any other woman who is mezana, an eshes ish is mezana, because aser lekain like a zona. The Gemara asks, if that's the case, truma nami losi ba'ikra. We should also treat her like a zona with regard to the Isser of Truma. In other words, the Gemara is asking that we cannot say that Rabbi Akiva would not require a pasuk to aser the soto lekahuna, because we see that the Torah asered her to her husband on the grounds of being a mizanehizisha zinsa, and therefore we don't need a pasuk for kahuna, because that same argument should also hold true for Truma, that a zona is aser b'truma, and if we are to treat her as a zona with regard to her husband, we should also treat her as a zona with regard to Truma. And therefore the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva needs, in fact, a fourth pasuk to learn out the Isser of Sota Likahuna. The Tosa at the top, different Masel Shekain, asks a question, which even though the Lashon of the Tosa is not so clear, the Achronim seem to learn, including the Keren Ora and the Hagos for Simcha Desau in the back of the Gemara. They ask, the Tosa means to ask, why doesn't the Gemara in fact say this? Why did Chazal not in fact learn that the reason that the woman is usher both to Truma and to Kahuna is for the argument the Gemara supposed in Rabbi Akiva? Because we see the Torah made the Sota Surah to her husband as a Zona. We presume Kielish is an Eshes Ish Shizinsa. So why in fact don't we say that for that very reason that the Torah treated her as a Zona, she should also acquire the Isurim of Truma and Kahuna? Now, before we discuss the answers that Tosfos offers to this question, let's first explore the answer that Tosfos does not give. And this is really a big yesod, which many Achronim develop as a response to Tosfos' question, which, as again, Tosfos does not say, but this yesod is very central to the understanding of the Isser of Sota and the Isser of Safek Tuma versus Hayochid. How do we construe these Yisurim only as a question of Tuma Vitara, or also as Isurim, which can have nafkaminas for Chol HaTorah Kula? And the Mitzvah Shem will develop this idea at length. By way of introduction, let's revisit the Chakira we already mentioned back in Daf Chav Ches, which the Achronim ask as far as the Geder of the Isur of Savik Kevadai with regard to Isota, and as well the Tumah, the Psak Tumah in Savik Kevadai in a Savik Tumah Rishos HaYochid. We already mentioned that the Minchas Chinuch and the Shev Shmaitza and the Karen Ora, and the Merid Al-Ghazi, and the Achiezer, and many other Achronim, are bestopic. What is the Geder, their Choker, what is the Geder of the Isra of Savik, the Tumah of Savik Tumah Rishos HaYochid? Do we say that once we're machzik the thing as Tumah, once we encounter a situation of Savik Tumah Rishos HaYochid, and we pass in Tumah based on that, that is Mechel in Tumah for all halachas in the Torah, even if it regards and relates other mitzvahs, other isurim, other inyanim, as we'll discuss in Afkamina shortly, the tzak of Tomei sticks and it makes it like a Tumas Vadai? Or do we say no, that even though it's Savik Vadai, it's only with regard to the narrow question of the Tumah? All the halachas which are related to the actual psak of Tomei, those things have a din of Vadai. But any other nafkaminas, any other consequences, which might come out, which might stem from the future dealings with this item, which is Tomei now, as a result of the Savik Tumah Rishos HaYochid, which are not actually based in Tumah, which might be based in Isurim or Onshim, other things, as we'll see, that we don't necessarily have a right to say, the Torah meant to make it Tumas Vadai with regard to those nafkaminas. Now, the background for this Savik is what, as Minchas Chinuch writes, this is a davar pashut, that with regard to Savik and Isurim, there's no makam at all to be machalik between Rishus Yachid and Rishus Rabbim. We know that the only reason that we're machalik between Rishus Yachid and Rishus Rabbim with regard to Tumah is because we have a special limit in Sota that the Torah called the Isra of Sota Tumah. That was the word that we used, Vinitma. And we learn from there to all Savik Tumahs, Rishus HaYachid are Tumah, and Savik Tumahs, Rishus HaRabbim are Tahor. And with regard to Yisurim, obviously this makes a nafkamina. And as well, it's quite obvious that that which the Gemara here says, that Yesh Bo Dasli Shoyel makes a difference with regard to Savik Tumah, is obviously that also has absolutely no impact on Sveikos in Yisurim. To sharpen the point, to give an example of something which is totally both in Tumah And in Isser, the Node Bihuda, in a tshuva which we'll also be quoting in the Hemshech, he writes that, so suppose someone has a suffix, if a piece of meat is nevela or eshchuta, if it's kosher to eat, or if it's a treif. Now, we know there are not only differences with regard to the Isser Vehetter of this piece, there's also differences with regard to the Tumah. If the piece of meat is nevela, then it has certain dinei tumas, it's an avatuma. Whereas if it's a piece of meat ishchuta, it's tahor legamre. So Node Bihuda says, suppose the person finds this piece of meat, he has a suffix on it, in Ushas HaRabim. Will we say that because the person has the right to say with regard to the tuma that it's suffix tuma Ushas HaRabim, and therefore he can assume that with regard to the tuma, it's not an avatuma like nevela, but it's tahor like shchuta. Does that also give him the right to say that it's mutter to eat? Right? He's a suffix deraisa. It's a suffix. He doesn't know if it's suffix nevela, or if it's nevela, or if it's shchuta. So obviously, just because he's able to be nokate in regard to the question of tumah, that it's kosher, that it's tahor, because of the suffix tumah shus harabim, that obviously gives him no right to say that it'll be tahor, that it'll be mutter with regard to iser v'heter. Obviously, it'll have to be machmir because of the suffix nevela. So this very clearly shows us that in some cases, there'll obviously be a divide between the questions of suffix in isurim and the questions of suffix in tumah. The hakira that the Menachas Chinuch and other achronim had regarded to things in which the ikar question, the primary question, revolved around a question of tumah. But then there were consequences, and there are nafkaminas. Once we pass in tumah on the primary question, does that establish and cement the shame tumah bevaday for all halachas in the Torah, or is it only with regard to the narrow questions of tumah? And again, we already mentioned nafchavches that some of the nafkaminas the achronim mentioned regarded whether a nazir can be megaleach if he has a suffik tumah shrus yachid. We know that a nazir is megaleach when he becomes tumah. Now that he has a suffik tumah in Rishus Yachar, where the psak is tameh, is a migaleach, which normally he's not allowed to do based on this psak of tameh. As well, can the Rov Ha'am, if Rov of the Tzibor became tameh with the Tumas Meis and the suffik tumah Rishus Yachar, can they bring a Pesach Sheni? As well, another nafkamina that Achronim discusses, if a person, after receiving a psak of tameh and a suffik tumah Rishus Yachar, goes on Beis HaMikdash, does it bring a karban for going in as a person who's tameh to the Beis HaMikdash? The common denominator of these nafkaminas is that there are questions which relate to isurim or halachos or mitzvos which are beyond the narrow strictures of the psak of tamei v'tar and relate to other halachos in the Torah. So these are the shailas, the hakiras, and the nafkaminas which Achronim raise. And Menachas Chinuch adds on another interesting nafkamina with regard to savik tumah shrus harabim. That which we know we pask in savik tumah shrus harabim is tar. Does that mean that a kohen or a nazir, people who are not allowed to become tamei, they have the right to become tamei to something which is a savik tumah shrus harabim, something which had a savik we didn't know if it was tamei or tar? And as a savik, obviously the kohen or the nazir would have to stay away. But now that there's a halacha that Savik Tumah Shrus HaRabim is Torah, perhaps it should be Mutar L'Chatchila for the Kohen or Nazir to be Matami to it. That's another Nafkamina which the Menachas Chinuch raises. Now, Menachas Chinuch himself says he thinks it's going to be totally on how the Torah expressed the Isser or the Mitzvah at hand, which we have in Nafkamina, which is beyond the Shaila of Tumah. If the Torah discussed or expressed the other Isser, the other Mitzvah, in terms of Tumah, for example, with regard to a Kohen not being able to be Nitma, to something which is tame, the Torah uses the terminology of tumah. So then we will compare, we'll put it in the parasha of tumah. We'll say it has the dinim of tumah to say that whenever we pass in tame, it's tame. Whenever we pass in tar, it's tar. And with all the nafkaminas of Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rabim, Einu Das Lishoyel, etc. As well, perhaps this would be true for the question if a person may not go into the Beis HaMikdash after his tumah is there as well. The Torah refers to it in Lishonos of tumah, not to be metame the machanos. So there as well, l'chor, we would treat it like a din tumah with all the nafkaminas of Rishus Rabim, Rishus Yachid, Leisrael Heter. However, when we have Isurim that the Torah did not express in the question of Tumah. For example, the question of whether or not a Kohen may eat Truma that had a Suffik Tumah on it. So there, the Torah didn't express and regard the Isur of eating Truma that has been tame with the lashon of tumah. It didn't say lo tetame to the truma. It says don't eat the truma that had been tame. And therefore, it's a regular is which has a normal halachas, a savek daraisa, which, as we know, is machlokes rishonim, wherever that halacha is, but it will have to treat it with a normal halacha, a savek isurim. We won't be able to say that if it's in a shus harabim, it'll be tahor, and if it's the in v'das lishal, it'll be tahor. That's because the Torah doesn't relate to it and regard it as a question of tumah. And the Menachas Chinuch says it's rise from our Gemara. Rise from the question of Tosfos. Since we see in Sota that the Torah had to write an extra pasuk to say that the Isha is usher the kahuna le truma. As we mentioned, Tosfos is bothered why this is the case. And Menachas Chaim says, no, that's the answer. The answer is because the Isra of truma and the Isra of kahuna are not Isurim which related to us tumah. They're not, the Torah relates to them as Isurim ba'alma. And therefore, there's no way for us to learn out the fact that the Torah said with regard to Sota, that he's usher le baal. And there, as we know, that has the same tumah, like the Gemara and Yavama said, as we quoted, tumah ksiv be ka'arai, said that's considered an Isra tumah. That's not the same thing as regular Isurim ba'alma, which would be nogea to truma and to kahuna. And that's the answer to Tosfos' question, why it is that we need a separate pasuk for kuna and truma. That's the conclusion of the Minchas Chinuch, and he's very bothered why it is that Tosfos did not give this teres. He leaves us a tzarech in why it is that we would not assume that everything should be told, whether or not the Torah related to it as tuma or the Torah related to it as isurim. As well, in the Sefer Shev Shmaitza Aleph Perek Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, he also assumes this way. There's going to be a world of difference between isurim and tuma. And that's the sort of our Gemara as well. He writes that that which the Gemara asked, that we cannot learn out from the fact that the Torah said Safik Zona Kizona, to also say that a Safik Truma, the fact that the woman is a Safik Zona should ask for the Truma, is for this very reason, because the Torah relates to the Isra of Sota to her husband with the word Tumani. It says not like the Minchas Chinuch from the Pasuk of Achar Asher HaTama, but from the very limit of Sota itself. It says Vernitma, there we have a Giloy, the Torah related this, regarded this Isra as one of Tuma. And then we could say that there's a model for all things, which is Sveke Tuma, with regard to the Isra of Truma and Isra Kahuna, which until our Sugya, we hadn't yet seen the Torah expressed the word Tumah in relation to Truma and Kahuna. It would not have been sufficient for us to learn it from the fact that a woman is a Zona, as our Gemara says. We need to have the Pasuk of Nitma to tell us, and in fact, we should treat the Isra of Truma and Kahuna also like Tuma, and to say their status is the same one of a Suffolk Tuma, to say that she's also the Truma and Kahuna. Additionally, we can add, even though it's a slightly different Nusach, but it's a similar idea to the one expressed by the Shev Shmaitza and the Minchas Chinuch, an idea we find in other Achronim. With regard to the Nachmin we mentioned earlier, whether or not a Nazir is Megaleach on a Psak of Tomei from a Safik Tumma B'Rishus HaYochid, so just an interesting line that the Sefer Achiezer has in the name of Chaim Brisker. He says it's true that we will paskin in that situation, Safik Tumma B'Rishus HaYochid is Tomei Bevadai, but doesn't have the shame of Tumas Meis. The Nazir is only Megaleach when he has a Tumas Meis. So Chaim there said that it's true that there's a Psak Tomei, but it's more like a generic Psak Tomei. It's not the Tomei because he touched the Meis. It's Tomei because there was a Suffolk. Tomei when there's a Suffolk is a certain shame Tumei, a certain Psak of Tomei that we have, and it's even as a Shem Vadai, but it doesn't have the shame of Tomei Meis. And a Nazir can only Megaleach when he has a Tumas Meis. So then he's also being noked that the Psak of Tomei in a Suffolk Tumas Shur Seyachar is not Mamish Vadai to the extent that's kilu, it's a tumah for chol halachos in the Torah, but rather it has its own halachos, a certain category of tumah, that Safik tumah has a din, a tamei vadai, but it doesn't have the same tumah kilu that really was tumah, and therefore the Nazir would not be able to be megaleach, similar to what the other chonim renokate, that the psak of tumah in a Safik tumah shesu yochid does not give one a status of tumah for all isurim and all halachos in the Torah. Now, even though many achronim do in fact develop this idea of the divide between tumah and isurim, regarding the Isurim of Sota and Safik Tumah Shur Seyochid, the fact that Tosfos does not offer the answer of Yizachronim makes it seem that the Tosfos in our sugi holds none of this. He doesn't hold, like Yizachronim Rimitzadeid, that there are Gedarim within other Isurim in the Torah, other mitzvahs, which are not Tomei, which are not related to the status of Tumah, in which we say that the questions of Safik Tumah do not apply, the Gedarim that we learn from Sota do not exist. But on the contrary, it would seem from Tosfos that the psak of Tomei that we receive in the case of Sota, in the case of Safek Tumah Shur Seyochid, is in fact koveya the status with regard to other Isurim as well, and therefore Tosfos had it shver, why is it that we don't have the right to say that the pasuk of Anitma for the Baal should also grant us the Isur of Truma and Isur of Kahuna. Now let's go back and in fact explore what Tosfos did answer to this question. We'll start with the second answer that Tosfos offered. It's the name of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that, yes, in fact, you're right, we don't need an extra pasuk to tell us the Isra of Truma, the Isra of Kahuna, and in fact, Yerushalmi uses the third pasuk of our Mishnah not to tell us the Isra, the woman is also the Truma, but to tell us that the Sota is usher to the Yavam. So, in fact, Yerushalmi agrees with the Kasha of Tosfos. Now, Tosfos in the first Teretz also seems to agree that B'Yisod, we would have had a right to compare the Isra the Torah placed on the Sota to her husband and the Sota's supposed Isurim to Truma and to Kahuna, but Tosfos finds a different chilek. Tosfos writes that only with regard to the making the Isra of the Sota on her husband, there we would have said the Torah's machmer to say Safik Zona Kazona, Diika Safik Chayave Mises Bastin Ayodo. With regard to Truma Vekahuna, which is only a question of a laver and a say, we would have said the Torah did not mean to say Safek Zona Kizona. Now, as many Achronim point out, the Minchas Kenos, the Kerem Netta, and others, this Teres of Tosis is very difficult. What does Tosis mean? That with regard to the Isser of the Sota to her husband, there's a Safek Chayavim Isis based in, even though it's true that the Znus that might have happened might have been Znus with an H's Ish, which of course is Mchayav Misa. But the Isser that is in the wake, that is a consequence of that Znus, that the woman is Asra and her husband, it's only an Asay or a Lav, as we discussed earlier in Nafchav Chay. So what does Tosis mean? That there's a Safek Chayavim Misis based in Al Yad this Znus. The kivun to this teretz may be found in the Sefer Keren Netta. It could be what Tosis means to say is an important yisod, that inasmuch as the Torah told us Safek Zona Kizona, the Torah said, told us Safek Kavadai, so we're misyaches to this nus as if there was a real Mises nus of Mises Basedin. And that etza Mises nus is the siba for why the woman is going to be asura to her husband, because the woman betrayed and was metame herself, klapi her husband, and was mizana. So that myself, Chayav Mises Basedin, might be the background, might be the shame of the Issa that we put upon the woman, that she's a zona that came through Mrs. Basedin. Whereas when it comes to Truma Kuna, although it's true that in our situation where the woman was married and she was mezana, the reason why she's also the Truma Kuna is because of this nus of an Eishes Ish, but we know that other types of zonos, other types of women who are Nivla Lapasala, would also have the Isurim of Truma Kuna. It's not necessarily to have Achiv Mrs. Basedin to create the Isur of Truma Kuna any time that there's even an Isur Lav as well, that would create the Isser Truma Lakuna, and therefore because the Isser, which is the shame for the Tuma, for the Tema, the shame of the Isser, is more kal, is more more lenient with regard to Truma Lakuna, there we were more makel. Now, the important thing to draw out from this is that Tosa seems to be assuming that the idea of Safek Zona Kizona, which our Gemara is saying, Be'etzem would have applied as well to Truma Lakuna. It's just that with regard to the Znus, with regard to the woman being Usra and her husband, there we say that Kilish is a Zona as an Ishes Ish, as an Ishes Zinsa came about through a Znus of Chayvim Mrs. Basedin, and be so that would have, again, extended to all Isurim, it's just that because the Shame Znus, the Shame Zona, with regard to Truma Lakuna, could come about also throughout other Isurim, other Lavim and Essays, then we were more Makel. But be so, we would have had no problem comparing the Isser of Zona to her husband with the Isser of Zona to Truma Vekahuna, even though those are not yet expressed as Tuma until our Sugya. So it would seem that Tosis is not, as we pointed out, assuming like the Minchas Chinuch and the Shashmaitz and the Achiezer and other Achronim, that there is a divide between the Shame Tuma that we have in the Zona of Sota and the Shame Zona of Isurim for Truma and Kahuna B'chol HaTarakula. Maybe interesting, maybe Lishitase, the question we mentioned earlier, if a person has a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYochid, and then it goes to Beis HaMikdash, is he Chayiv Malkos on a Karban, is in fact, Mefresh HaMachlokos in Rishonim. Tosis and Shvuas and Navi Tesam and Aleph writes over there, in case of Shnei Shvilin, if a person goes in one of the Shvilin, and therefore he encounters a Safek Tumah, if it's in B'Shus HaYochid, Tosis says, in fact, if he then goes to Beis HaMikdash, he'll be Chayiv a Karban for that Safek Tumah. That's because Safek Tumah is Tameh B'Shus HaYochid. Whereas the Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos in Perikin Aleph writes, that's not the case. Even if a person has a Safek Tumah as a result of Shnei Shvilin, if he then subsequently goes and makes a Mikdash, he's Pater because it's only a Safek. Now, it may be true that the Rambam is in part based on his Shita, that he holds that Safek, Sveikos, Midaraisar are not Lechumra. But in any event, Lechor, we see Shita's Tosis is that the Safek Tumah in Rishus Yochan can be Kaveh Halochas Re'isurim. And therefore, the Tosis there wrote that if a person, after having a Safek Tumah Rishus Yochan, went into Beis HaMikdash, he would be in fact Chayiv, a Karban and a Malkus. So maybe the Tosis in our Sugya is Lishitase, and that aspect, that we do assume that the halachas of Tumah, when Tumah is the central theme, the central idea the Torah is trying to get across in a certain Isser, then even though there are other nafkaminas which are related to Isserim, which are related to other halachas, other mitzvos, which stem from that, that's enough the Torah for us to say that we are being somech on the Safek Tumah to be koveya, the halachas of sfeikos of this issue, and therefore Tosis, in fact, had a havamina, we should say that not only is the woman Aser Labal, she'll also be Aser to Truma and to Kahuna. So to summarize what we've seen until now, Tosis in our Sugya raises the question, seemingly, why is it that Be'etzem we don't say that it's enough that the Torah made the woman a Safek Zona Kizona to say she's Aser Labal, that she also tell us she's Aser to Kahuna and to Truma like any other Zona? Many Achronim responded to Tosis Kasha and said, no, the answer is because there's a fundamental difference between Isurim, which relate to other halachas in the Torah, and the Shem Tumah. And the Nafkaminas they gave regarded whether or not a Kohen be Mitame to Safek Tumah Shus Harabim, whether or not a Nazir can be Megaleach on a Safek Tumah B'Shus Hayachid, whether or not a person who became Tame through a Safek Tumah Shus Hayachid then subsequently goes to Beis HaMikdash, if he's Chayiv, Malkus, or Karbon. We noted, L'chor, this is a Mefresh HaMachlokas Rishonim between Tosis and Shvuas. and the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, there, we, in all these cases, we say the Shem Ister and the Shem Tumah will have different halachas, will have different gedarim, and even if we'll pass them with regard to the Shem of Tumah, that there is a Safik Tumah Shem Ayachar is Tameh, and Safik Tumah Shem Ram is Tahar, but with regard to Isurim, these halachas have no impact, rather it's all Tola and Safik Daraisa, L'chumra. We saw as well, Minchas Chinuch's Nusach was, it depends whether or not the Torah expressed the Isser, expressed the mitzvah in terms of Tumah, then in fact it will be Tali on the Gedarim of Tumah, or if the Torah expressed its Isser in other terms, then it will not be Tali on the Gedarim of Safik Tumah, as well as Shem Shmaitz. It was similar, that which you see in our Sugya, that we need a special pasuk for the Isser of Truma and Kahuna, is only because it's only here that it was Nischadesh, the Lashon of Tumah. Only in this pasuk of Enitma do we see the Torah is regarding the Isser of Truma and Isser Kahuna as a Tumah, not anywhere else. On the other hand, when we die from Tosos, the Pashas, he did not halak this Achron, and both the answers of Tosos seem to have assumed we could have Be'etzim learned out the halachas of Isser, Truma, and Kuna from the fact that Torah made the woman Temeah to her husband, and Tosos' first teretz also seemed to be Mechadesh, that we take very seriously the alleged Znos that happened to say, Kilia, the woman is a Zona through the Znos of an Eshes Ish, to pretend there was, in fact, a Chayavim is based in Al-Yad, that Znos. That's the Yisod of Machlokas that we have, whether or not we say that the Safek Tumah Shem Yachar is the status of Tumah for all halachos, so only for the narrow categories of Tumah itself. Now before we go on, we should take note that there are parallels between the Chakira we discussed in the reference to Artosis and Nafchav Tes, as to whether or not the Psak of Tumah in Sota and in Safek Tumah Shem Yachar has the status of being Koveya the Tumah for other Yisurim, Mechala Torah, as well as the Chakira we talked about at length back in Nafchav Ches, but whether or not the halach of Safik Kvadai in Sota means that we in fact pretend in our machzik that the Tumah happened in reality, that this must happen, and we give the woman the halachos of Eshes Eshezinsa based on that pretension, or is it that the Torah said, no, don't pretend the Tumah happened, but rather just give the dinim of a Isra's Nos, that's the halacha that Kina Vistira gave on the Isra on the woman. Now, as you can see, if we were to assume in the Sen Chakira that the pshat of the Isra of Savik Vadai is to be machzik kilu, this nus in fact happened, so then, even though it's not muchach, but bepashtus, that would lead us to believe that the halacha of Tame that we say in Savik Vadai would in fact extend to all Isurim, because we're in fact machzik kilu, this nus happened. Why should we be mechalek between the Isuri Tumah and other Isurim in the Torah? Whereas if it would be assumed like the second sad, that it's just dinin, the Torah placed, not because we pretend there is no sin reality, but just the dinin that we say the kin of Isira placed on the Sota, then that would certainly lead us to believe, like the second sad, that the halacha of Safek Avada should be limited to the narrow categories of Tumah itself, and not to be extended to be Koveya, that status of Tumah, with regard to all the Isurim in the Torah. And in fact, the Achi Ezer that we mentioned back in Nafchav Ches, in fact says over these two Chakiras as one, the issue of whether it's a din only in Tumah or for all Isurim, and also whether or not Safek Avada means that were machzik, the Tumah actually happened in reality, or were just placed in him, he says it over as one Chakira. Now, to highlight the relationship between these two Chakiros, I would just like to quote the stencils from Chaim Brisker, which we made reference to back in Daf Chav Ches. He, in fact, raises on his own a similar Ha'ara to that which Tosus here seems to be asking, at least according to the Havana of the aforementioned Achronim. And that is, Reb Chaim is Meir, if we are to say, as he was mistapik, that the Geder of Safek Avada, the Isurim that the Torah placed on the Sota from the Psukim of Enitma, which is Asur Labal, Asur Labal, Asur Latruma, have a Geder, the Havana in those Isurim is that we are told to assume, to pretend, Ki'ilu this nos actually happened, the woman is an Eshes Eshes Zinsa, and in Mamela all these Isurim fall into place. If we are to say that sad, said Reb Chaim, so why in fact would we need all the Psukim? Why wouldn't it have been enough for the Torah to write one Pasuk? They say that the Torah is telling us that the Sota should be treated Ki'ilu she was Nitma, Ki'ilu she is a Zona, and then we know the Halacha is of a Zona, Halacha of a Zona is, she's also a Betruma, Ula Kohen. Why does the Torah need to go out of its way to write separate Psukim to Asur, the Ishan, the Baal, the Boil, and Truma, if the Gedra of Safik Skavik Kavada, this or Safik Sota, is one of assuming that she's an Eshes Ish Zinsa, which the dinim then fall in place, Bederech Memela. Elamai Rav Chaim proved from the fact that the Gemara needs these three drashas, these three psukim to tell us all these surim, that's not the pshat, as we discussed at length back in the Nafchav Ches. The pshat is that, no, the Torah gave specific dinim, even without us pretending and being machzik, ki'il viznus actually happened in reality. The Torah gave us dinim to say that there are certain dinim which are chal in a woman after this kind of istira. We discussed many nafkaminas on this havana in the Isra of Savik Kavada in Sota, to say that no matter what, even if there are yidios of the people involved, and even if there are other chazokas which would have been mitigating factors to make the isurim, nonetheless, the Torah tells us that there is dinim, there are dinim placed on the woman as a result of the istira, the kinyan of istira, and that's the havana in the Isra of Sota. Now, it's not clear to me why Reb Chaim did not quote our Tosfos in Daf Chavtes, because as we mentioned, the Pashta says Tosfos is in fact asking the same question that Reb Chaim himself raised, L'chora. It would seem that Reb Chaim would have to have a different mahalach in our Tosfos, because if we are to understand Tosfos as the other Achronim did, the fact that Tosfos here raises this question, does not answer like Reb Chaim, would go against what we proved based on Achi Ezer and other Achronim from Tosfos himself, back in Afchav Chesam and Aleph, that Tosfos in fact held like the second side of Reb Chaim, that the Gedra of Savik Kevada was one of simply placing dinim on the woman and not to be machzik her bevadai as an Eishes Ish Shezinsa.
And it would seem it's not so geschmack that there's a Tosfos one blot later, which seems to have the conception of Isra Sota completely like the other tzad, even though it's true, as Reb Chaim himself mentioned with regard to the Nafkamina, whether there's Malkus on the Isra of a Suffolk Sota, that there is a machlokus about Balitosis about this, the Tosis and Yavamis, Daf Yud Aleph, held like the other side of the Chakira, according to Reb Chaim. We'll also see momentarily that with regard to a question, the comparable question of the Isra of Nida, what's the conception of Isra Nida? Is it a Tumah or is it an Isra? The Tosis and Nafchav Ches Amud Beis may have a mashmos that, in fact, we look at it as an Isra of Tumah, that the status of Tumah is Koveah for all the halachas of the Isurim, which might also be in line with the way Tosis in our blot, the Nafchav Tes, apparently is Tofes Isra of Sota as well, that the status of Tumah applies to all the Isurim as well. And as well, we already quoted earlier the Tosis in Shavuos that says, with regard to Savik Tumah Shos HaYochid, once a person receives that psak that has the shame of Savik Kavada, it even mechayev him a carbon or shvua if he later goes into the Beis HaMikdash. And I found that the Kovetz Ha'aretz, Rabbi Elchanan, in fact, writes that Tosfos is l'shitase with the Tosfos in Yevamos that holds that there is Malkus on Halacha B'Savik Sota. So it does seem that about these questions, there is on the books a clear machlokas within the Balei Tosfos as to how we conceive of Savik Kevadai and Savik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid. But this is somewhat of a makam iyun that it seems that the mashmos of Tosfos Nafchav Chesam and Aleph and our Tosfos Nafchav Tes do seem to be going different directions as to how we conceive the Isra of Sota, as Reb Chaim's Chakira was. Is it a status of Chazokas Znos, that we see the woman was Mezana in reality, and therefore that would grant us the likelihood of saying that the Isra of Tomei applies to all Isra in the Torah, or is it simply a dinim that the Torah placed on her, which would again be more attuned to the Tzad, that the Isra of Tumah stays in the category of Tumah, does not extend to the other Isra. So it may be possible Reb Chaim had a different Havana, a different Mahalich in our Tosfos. I should note that the truth is I found afterwards that some Achronim are anyway bothered how did the Tosfos of Nafchav Ches and the Tosfos in our Sugya fit together. Tosfos here in our Sugya asks, why do we need the extra Pesukim for Truma and Kuna? Why don't we learn it now from the Isra Labal? Once we have these, so the Tosfos of Nafchav Ches taught us that the status of Savik Kavadeh means that even if Aliba de Emes, there was no Snos, still be in Shemayim, the Baal will get punished for the Isser of Sota Labaila. So L'chor, we need Pesukim from Truman Kuna to tell that us that status as well, that even if in reality there was no Znos, the Torah nonetheless created the Isser of Truman Kuhuna. So this is a sore point to some degree, how it is that the Tosfos in our Sugya Nafchav Tes fits together with the Tosfos on Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph that seem to have a different conception of the Isserim of Sota with regard to the Gedder of Safek Kivadai. Another interesting type of halacha, which the aforementioned Nod de Behuda and the Shev Shemaitza discuss, is that of Nida. We know that Nida includes two facets. It's both an Isser, that the woman is Asr to her husband, as well as there's a Tumas Nida. And the Chakira is, what is the Yisod? What is the basic Geder of Nida? Is it the Tumas Shabba, or is it the Isser Shabba? And the Nafkamina will be with regard to Sveikos, where we say that the halachas of Savik and Anida have all the halachas of Savik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, Savik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, or do we say that it should be like any other Isurim, that we say Savik Isura on a Deraisa is L'Chumra and Derabanan is L'Kula. So some Achronim point to the Tosfos earlier, Nafchav Chesam Beis,
Divrei Maskil b'Shus HaRabim as a raya to this question. There, Tosis is in the middle of discussing that which the Gemara in Nazir tells us that the Geder of b'Shus HaRabim with regard to Safek Tumah is telling on the presence of three people. Once there's already three people there, it has the status of b'Shus HaRabim. And the reason is because in the classic case of a Sota, there's only two people there. There's the Boil and the Nivellus, and that's how the Torah was Magdur b'Shus HaYachad. Anything beyond that is to be considered b'Shus HaRabim because it does not conform to the b'Shus HaYachad that Sota had. So there Tosis asks from a Mishnah in Nida, which says that if three women are on a bed, and the kesem is found coming from one of the women, we don't know from which woman it is, then they're all tameos misafik. And Tosis asks why, since there are three women there, why don't we say safik tumah b'rishus harabim is tohar? And Tosis does not answer that the answer we might have expected him to say, that there, because the Isra of Nida is not have the chachros of safik tumah b'rishus harabim being tohar, then that's why all the women are Tameos. And the Rashash over there, back in Tosos and Nachav Ches, explains this, is because Tosos understood the Yisod of the Isra of Nida is really the Tumah Sheba, that whenever the woman is Tameos in Nida, that's what generates as well the Isra Labayo. The Isra Labayo is simply a polyotze, simply an outgrowth of that which the Torah made of Tumah, and that's how the Torah relates to it as a Din Tumas Nida, and that's what also creates the Isra Erva, the Isra Bia on a Nida. And that's why Tosos, in fact, understood and took on that the Isurim of Sveikos of Anida should be determined by the Sveike Tumah. That's Lechora, Wam Shadon Tosus. However, the Torah's Kenois, back over there, Chavches, does point out that it might be possible to read Tosus, although this is not the Pashas in Tosus, it might be possible to read Tosus. The Tosus there was not asking about the woman's Isra to her Baal. That Tosus knew that we would say Savak Darais L'Chumran. Rather, Tosus was asking about the Tumah of the Isha. Why is the woman Tamea? Why don't we say that Savak Tumah Shus HaRabim should tell us that she's Tahoira in her Din Tumah, even though she'll be Asr Labayla being Savik Darais L'Chumran. To that Tosus, the jury is out whether or not it's a Raya or not. In any event, the Node Bihuda in the aforementioned Shuvah does discuss this question explicitly, and even without a Raya, he writes as follows. That's quite clear to him that we should not treat the Sveikos of Anida with the Halachas of Savik Tumah Shus HaYachad and to say it's Tali if there's Das Lishal or not. And hence, it's Pasha to him that if a woman finds, for example, a Kesem in Rishus HaRabim, even though she has the right to be Metahir the Kesem because it was found in Rishus HaRabim, certainly though, she'll still be Temeah. In that respect, it'll be like the aforementioned example of the piece of meat in Rishus HaRabim, even though we have the right to be Noked, it's Tohar with regard to the Av HaTumah status, but certainly with regard to Savik Tumah, with regard to Savik Isura, we would have to say Savik Darais L'Chumra, Anida is no different. And that's what the Nodudah writes, to be Dover HaShayach L'Isr V'Heter, Amrinan Savik Isr L'Chumra, V'Ein Chilak L'Inyan Sar HaIsr, Bein Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. And he writes, even though we found in Sota, in our Sigya, that even though the halachas of Safik or Sota are going to be dependent on the Gedarim of Tumah, whether it's in Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, etc., that's only because, as the Shesh Mayitz also wrote, the Torah related to the Isra of Tumah, of Sota, with Tumah. It said in our Sugya of Anitma. And therefore, we apply all the halachas of Sveikos of Tumah to that of Sota. But the regard to the Nida, even though it's true, the Torah sometimes regards Anida as Tumah, as Tameh, but her Etzem Isra is written in a completely different parasha. There's one Isra of the Isra Arayisa of Anida, and Isra Bian Anida, and there's another parasha of the Isra Tumah of Anida. Therefore, the two things are not related. We'll be able to say with regard to the Tumah of the Nida that she is, has the halachas of Sevik Tumah. With regard to the Isra of Nida, it has the halachas of Sevik Isura. And Hashem Shmaitz as well is Noke this way in Shmaitz Elof Perikin Beis. He proves this in Matosis and Bavakama Daf Yud Aleph. Tosafot there are discussing a situation where the Gemara seems to be ignoring the Gedarim of Safek Tumah Shus HaRabim with regard to the Safek of Enida. Tosafot there writes, Yesh Lomar Deshmaitz and Ari Linyan LaOsra Al Baila. In other words, Tosafot gets out of the question why the Gemara does not apply the halachas of Safek Tumah Shus HaRabim to a situation of Safek Nida because we're discussing the Isser. So the Deshmaitz approves on the Tosafot. The Tosafot understands the Yisod of the Isser of Nida has nothing to do with the Tumah Sheba, but it's the fact that the Torah made it Osir, irrespective of the fact that she's also Tomei. And that's for that reason that we don't apply to the questions of Savik Isser for Anida, the Gedarim of Savik Tumah, but rather we apply the normal halachos of Savik Isser Deraisa. I just wanted to quote one line out of the Sefer HaKuzari that is there, Mavur L'Chor, like the Shev Shmaitz and the Node Bihuda. He writes there that we don't have Tumos B'Zmanenu, U'mash Hetzleinu Hayom Mi'Isser Shchivas Hanida V'Hayoledas Einu B'Pnei HaTumah. It's clear that the Tumah, which is associated with Nida, has nothing to do with the Isser Bia of Nida, it's Tam HaMitzvah that the Torah gave, which is disparate from the Tumah Shebo. Different Maramakam, one looks in the Sefer Shari Yosher from Shemin Shkop in Shar Aleph Perik Yudalad, there he is Marech to prove Alpi Rayos,
not like the Shemites and Nidah, that in fact the inyan of Nida is in fact rooted in the Tumah, and that is what determines the Isser Shebo. There is an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, which, as we'll see Bezer Hashem, is closely linked to the discussion which we just had regarding the relationship between the Isser Tumah that we have in Sota and the other Isurim, which are related to the Isser of the Sota. The Machlokas Rambam and the Ravid is in the first parak of Hilchas Isuri Bia. There they're discussing a case of a woman who was a Sota. She had Kina Vistira. And then an Eid Echad came and said that she was Tumah. And as we've seen before in the Masechta, that means that the woman loses her chance to drink, and she becomes Aser to her husband, La'olam. She's now considered to be a Sota, which has no possibility of getting out of it, and she's Asura. Now, in addition to that, the case was that the husband was a Kohen. And as our Gemara says, that in addition to the Isser Sota has to her husband, she also has a separate Isser to a Kohen. And the question is, if the Kohen, who is the husband, is now Ba'a on the Sota, what does he get Malkus for? Does he get Malkus for the Isser of Kohen Lazona? Or does he get Usser for the Isser of a husband on his wife as a Sota? So this is the subject of the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says that although the Eid Echad came and says that the woman was Mezaneh and she was a Sota, still the husband, as husband, does not get Malkus for being born her, the Taras Isser Baal. However, because he's a Kohen and she's considered a Zona LeKohen, then the Rambam says the man will get Malkus for being Ba on the Isha as a Zona. That's the opinion of the Rambam. And the Ravid says exactly the opposite is true, that the man will only get Malkus with regard to the Isser Tumah. That's what we call the Isser of Lo Yuchal Bailo HaRishon Loshuv Lakachta Acharei Asher Hu Tumah, that after a woman has become a Sota, and as we have established in this case through the Edus of the Eid Echad, the Baal may not be Choser Ubal Leha, and that's an Isser Lav, which the Ravid says one receives Malkus for. However, for the Isser of Zona, the Kohen LaZona, the Ravid says the man does not receive Malkus. Now, the Lashon of the Ravid is somewhat difficult, but it seems the way many Achronim, including the Shev Shmaitza and the Chidusher of Chaim Brisker and the Rambam there understand it, the Ravid's argument is as follows, that as we've seen in our Sigya, there's a chilik we can draw between the Isurim, which are related to the Sota herself. In other words, the fact that the woman is considered Tamei Labal is considered to have been Mizana to make her Usher to her husband. That's one category, one facet of the Isur of Sota. And then beyond that, we have the Isurim, which are Chal, in the wake of that status, in the wake of that Metzias, that she's a Zona, she then becomes Usher and Truma and Kahuna, as our Gemara relates. The Ravid meant to ask that even though we saw that an Eid Echad is Neman to say that a Soto had Kina Vistira, had Tumah, was insane, he's only an Eid Echad that is made about this Nus, he still is believed, that's only with regard to the strictures of Sota itself. It's only with regard to the Isser Tumah that's on the Sota. That's what the Ravid says. For the Isser of Tumah, for the Isser of establishing the woman as a Sota, as an Eish Zish, who was Mizana, then we have Malkus based on the edges of Eid Echad. That's the Chiddush of the Torah, to believe the Eid Echad and say that the woman was Mizana, and the man, in fact, will get Malkus for that as husband. But as Kohen, the fact that the woman is now allegedly a Zona, the fact that she was Mizana, Tachas her Baal, nothing that we found in the Parash of Sota will allow us to establish Viteras Vadai that the woman is a Zona. All we have is the Isra of Savik Vadai with regard to making her a Sota. But with regard to making her a Zona, to make her Aser Lekoyen, Aser Letruma, there the Ravid says, we do not have the ability to say that the Kinoi of Nestira and Eid Echad has an Amonos, has enough of Koach to establish as fact that the woman is a Zona. And therefore, she does not get, the man rather, as a Kohen, will not get Malkus. That's the opinion of the Ravid. And the background for the Ravid, as Reb Chaim there explains, is because really with regard to making the Isser, the Ishan to a Zona, we should have said, Ein Dov Sheb Erva Pachas Mishnayim. We really should not have given Ne'amanus Bechlal to the Eid Echad. And the whole Ne'amanus to the Eid Echad is only Nischadesh within the Parashah of Sota. The Torah is Mechadesh to us that a woman who had Kina Vistira, and she has the Isser of Sota as Kina Vistira, the Eid Echad can come and cement that Isser forever and take away the woman's right to drink by saying, he saw this nus. But all that has nothing to do with the Isra of Zona. That's only going to be a Gila and the Isra of Tuma, the Isra of a woman who's a Sota to her husband. But the Isra of a Zona to a Kohen, which is true, not only if an Esh Zish is Mazana, but any woman is Mazana with any man to whom she's Aser, any Erva with create an Isra Zona to a Kohen. We have no Gila even the fact that the woman had Kina Vistira and then an Echad came, that the Torah believed him any more than any other time. A Dervish Be Erva does not have to aid him. And since the Klal is Ein Dervish Erva Pachas Mishnayim, and there's no Net Manus Be'etzim of the Echad to say the woman was Mazana, therefore, Lagabi the Isser Zona, the Ravid maintained, the man does not get Malkus. That's what the Ravid said.
And the Shev Shmaitza adds, this is exactly the same yisod we just developed within our sugya. The answer to Tosis is kasha, why it was not sufficient to have one pasuk to say that the woman was a zona legabi her husband, to then therefore, by extension, asa her also to truma and kuna. It's for the same reason, because any isurim, which are stam isurim, which are not isurim that the Torah considered tuma, they're not nichlal in the isur of sota. We have to have separate psukim, separately move them to tell us that they're going to have the isur of sota. And we don't necessarily then have a right to say that there's an emma of an Eid Echad, and such an Isser, which is an Isser Zona Ba'alma. That's what the Shev Shmaitzer writes.
Now, this was the question of the Ravid. What did the Rambam hold? The Rambam had held that the Baal in this situation will get Malkus because of Zona, but not because of Tuma. What did he held in relation to the Ravid's questions? So, Reb Chaim there in that Shtickle, as well as in the Achi Ezer in Simon Vav, and the Brisker of back in Nav Beis as well discusses this. They say that Biyasod, the Rambam agreed to the Ravid. They held that the Nemanus of the Eid Echad, the Rambam concedes that the Eid Echad has no Nemanus to say that the woman has a din zona, has din for any Isurim beyond that which Kini Vistira would say. And therefore, the Rambam would have, in fact, assumed that mitzad Isra Zona, the Eid Echad's ne'amonos after the Kinev Estira, has no place. We have no gila that there's any koach the Eid Echad to tell us that the woman is a Zona even after the Kinev Estira. And Reb Chaim there brings a raya that he's right. From the Rambam later on, Hilchas Yisra B'yam Perkir Ches, where the Rambam there says that a woman who had Kinev Estira, and then there was some Eidos which prevented her from being Shosa, the Rambam there writes that the woman is only a Suffolk Aser Lekoyin. It's clear then there wouldn't be a Malkus if he's only Aser Misafik. Therefore, we see very clearly the Rambam will agree to the Ravid that the Nemonis Amin Echad is not enough to establish the woman as a Vadei Zona. So now we're left essentially with several problems in the Rambam. First of all, if the Rambam holds that the Eidos of Eid Echad is not enough to establish her as a Zona, why does he tell us in Perek Aleph of Yisri Bia that there will be Malkus if the Kohen is Ba on the Zona? Second of all, the Rambam will associate himself from Perek Aleph to Perek Yilches, that he says in Perek Aleph that there is Malkus, and he says in Perek Yilches that there's no Malkus. And third of all, even if it's true that the Eidos is not enough to establish the Isha as a Zona, to say there's Malkus Midin being a Zona Lekain, but why isn't Eidos enough to say the woman is Toma, is a Sota, to say that we're going to get Malkus Lagabi the Baal, like the Ravid said. So regarding this last question, that why it is that the Eid Echa doesn't have enough Neamonas to say that even for the Isra Tuma itself, we can establish that this has happened, and therefore give Malkus to the man because of this risotto, like the Ravid argued. Reb Chaim there writes, the Rambam held that not only with regard to the Isra of Zona, do we not have the Nemanus of Eid Echad, but even with regard to the Isra of Sota itself, the Nemanus of Eid Echad is not to say that there was Nus. It's Me'ain what we saw before from the Reb Chaim in the Sugya back in the Chav Ches. But all this to say is that the Isra that the Torah placed on the woman in Kinev Vistira now remains forever. And he doesn't have the Nemanus to say the Maisa happened. He doesn't have the Nemanus to say pretend the woman is an Eish Adish Zinza. All he has the Nemanus to say is the woman who's a Sota lost her ability to clear her name, and the Isra of Sota that the Torah placed in her after Kinev Vistira now stays along. And as well, the Sefer Achi Ezra says a similar thing. He brings several examples of Lashonos of the Rambam himself in Hilchas Sota, where it's clear that the Nemanus of Eid Echad is not to establish, in fact, that this must happen. He's not Vaday telling us that we believe in Mataras and Eid, that this must happen. All the Eid Echad came to do is to say that the Isra of Kinev Estira is going to be established forever without the ability for the woman to get out of it. She cannot drink anymore. That's all the Eid Echad came to say. And such an Isser, we already know the Rambam holds there's no Malkus. The Rambam holds is only an Asay, perhaps it's Malkus Mardis, but there isn't Malkus on the Isser of Sota. And the Eid Echad doesn't change anything. All the Eid Echad did is took away the woman's capability of getting out of the Isser, of avoiding the Isser. Now that the Isser has been established forever, that Asay will remain forever. Therefore, the Rambam said the man does not get Malkus on Tuma. The Ravid held, no, the Ravid held that inasmuch as there's Savi Kevadai, even before the Eid Echad came, and now the Eid Echad says that in fact there was Nus, now we can establish as fact that in fact the woman is an Eishu the Shazinsa, and the Malkus will come along. The Rambam held that no, even after the Eid Echad, it still remains at the same Isra as Kinev Estira, which does not have Malkus. That was the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid, regarding the Isra of Tuma. But again, be so, everyone held with regard to the Isra of Zona that there wouldn't have been Malkus. As far as the other two questions the Rambam goes, first of all, why did he write in Perek Aleph that the man, the Kohen, will get Malkus for being Bala Zona if, as we established, the Rambam agrees to the Ravid? That be so, there is no Nemanus at all for the Eid Echad relating to other Isurim, which are beyond the Isurim of Kinev Estira, which is regarding making the Isurim to a Zona Ba'alma. And second of all, the Stira in the Rambam in Perek Aleph said that there is Malkus in the situation of an Eid Echad on this Nus of for an Eishes Kohen. Washenkin in Perek Yudches, he said that's not the case. So there are several Mahalachim and Achronim. We'll present two of them. First of all, the Mahalach of the Shev Shmaitza. And the Achi Ezer says along similar lines, although he does argue on the Achi Ezer and the Shev Shmaitza at certain points, they both point to the famous Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam there writes that the Anid Echad, who is Machzik in Isser, the Lashon Rambam famously is Ho Isser, Api Ha'ed Echad Yuchzak, that if an Echad, because of Eid Echad and Bisurim, is Machzik in Isser. And then as a result, when a person then goes and does the Avera that had been Uchzakai, the Eid Echad, the Rambam Paskins, the person can get Malkus, even though there was not two Eidim, there were not two Eidim that said the thing was Usser, because the Eid Echad was Machzik, was able to establish the Isser as being Usser, then we treat it for Isurim as Usser, even with regard to other halachos, and the person will get Malkus as a consequence. And one of the examples Rambam gives over there is the Isser of making an Ishan into a Zona, to say that an Isha is a Zona, to Usser her to a Kohen. That is an example of something which the Eid Echad can be machzik. Now, this is the Sheshmaitz's answer. That's why the Rambam felt that the Eid Echad will be enough to say that the woman is a zona and she'll be usher to the kohen, and therefore there will be malchus, as the Rambam said, ho Israel p'yo'e Eid Echad yuchzak. Now, the Achiezer points out this on its own is not sufficient. First of all, we need to answer the stira in the Rambams. And second of all, it's clear, he says, it's pashut, that if an Eid Echad comes and says that an Eishes kohen was mezana without having kinim stira prior to that Eidus of the Eid Echad, it's clear that we do not say that Eid Echad is Nemlin to be Motzi the Isha from Rabal. That's clear as an example of something which we'll say Ein Dovishav Erva Pachas Mishnayim. Rather, what we have to say Al Derech L'Shev Shmaitza is that when it comes to an Isser where there's no Kina Vistira, where the Eid Echad is simply being made on the Eishes Kohen, that's Dovishav Erva. But after the Kina Vistira, because the Eid Echad is able to be Machzik the Isser with regard to the Isser Tumah, as we explained, to say that the woman cannot drink, it's enough to be Machzik the Isser, that the Znus happened relating to say that she cannot drink. So then the Eid Echad has Nemunas as well to say that these things happened to tell us that she's a Zona. That's what the Rambam means over there in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that if there's no situation which is being motzi from her Baal, anyway, the woman is also to her Baal because she's a Sota, so then, and the Dervish of Erva therefore is a non-issue, so then with regarding the other Isser, making her Usser to the coin, Mishram Zona, the Erechad has Nemunas for us to say that the Isser happened, that's Halacha, Isser al piha eid, Echad Yochzak. And as far as the steer in the Rambam, between the Rambam Perek Aleph and Hilchos Yisrael Bia, we said there was Malkus on the Zona, and the Rambam Perek Yilches, there the Achi Ezer is Miyaseid, that there's a difference in the Halacha of Erechad Yochzak between an eid Kasher and an eid Pasel. That even though we do believe Edom Sulam have Nemanas with regard to anything which an Eid Echad is Nemanan, we'll see later in the sixth parak about this, but that is not going to be enough to establish Achzokas Isser to give Malkus. That'll only be enough to say this Isser exists, but not that we get Malkus. And therefore, the Rambam Perak Yud Ches, he suggests, was talking about a Psol Eidos, where there is no Achzokas Eidos, and therefore there's no Malkus. Mashinga the Rambam Perak Al is talking about a Kostral Eidos, in which we do say Isser P'yed Echad Yuchzok, and that's what the Rambam there said, that the Kohen will get Malkus, Mishum, the Shem Zona. That's the Mahalach of the Achi Ezer and the Shev Shmaitza. Reb Chaim has an alternative approach. Reb Chaim there explains a chiddush that the Rambam held that be'etzah mitzad in the manas of the Eid Echad, nothing changed. The woman is not a zona and is not a sota bevada either. He won't get malchus for either of the averus. The only thing is, the minute that the Baal, who is a kohen, is ba on the isha, so at that moment two things happen. First of all, he's ba on an isra asurulo. The isha right now, who is his wife, is usher to him as a sota forever. And as soon as a woman is nivala l'apostola, is nivala to a man, with whom relations are forbidden, she automatically becomes a zona to a kohen. So at that very moment, the kohen is making her into a zona, and then is being born a zona. At that very second, he's both having bia with his wife, who's ushered him as a sota, and then he's having bia as a kohen with the isha, who became a zona. That's why the Rambam held that the woman gets malchus. Many achronim, including Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, as well as Rav Aaron Kotler and his mishnas, Rabbi Aaron and Yevamis, take issue with Rav Chaim. They prove this is not the case, that in the same bia, the woman can both become a zona, and also have the boil be loka because of Isser Zona. That's, in any event, the Mahalach Reb Chaim wants to suggest to Miyashav why the Rambam held that it would be Malkus for the Isser Zona. And as far as the steer to the Rambam and Perek Aleph, to that which you wrote in Perek Yilches, so the Fiyur Reb Chaim is quite simple. The Rambam and Perek Yilches, it's not a lot of the situation where the husband was a kohen. The talking situation, one was a sota. Now she became usher after the Eid Echad came. The Baal, as he's supposed to, will divorce her. Now the Rechaim says, if a kohen will now be Baaleha, he won't be loka, because the woman never became a zona because the Baal was Baala after she was a sota, as opposed to in Perek Aleph, for the husband is the kohen. So at the same time, the husband, as a kohen, is making her into a zona because he's usher to her as a sota, that'll also make him usher on the Isser Bia of zona to a kohen. That's where Reb Chaim is miyashev all the Rambams together. Again, Be'etzem, the important point to keep in mind here to highlight is that both the Rambam and the Ravid seem to be in agreement that with regard to Isurim that go beyond the actual psak of Tomei that we give to a sota, the Isur Tuma that she has to her Baal, the Eid Echad does not have Nemos, and that's in line with what we saw in our Sugya from many Achronim, that the Isurim of Truma and Kahuna could not have been learned out from the fact that the woman got a psak of Tomei with regard to her husband, as the Minhas Chinuch and the Shev Shmaitzer wrote. Those Isurim are something which are not totally on Tumah, they're totally on Isurim Ba'alma, and it might not even be we see Savi Kavada with regard to them. Rather, all we have is a pasuk that our Gemara says that there's an Isur to them and not beyond that, and therefore, since there is no Vade Isur, there's only the Savi Isur the Torah created, we do not say that there is Malkus. That's certainly what the Ravid held, and even the Rambam held this way, just the Rambam held for other reasons, either because the Eid Echad has Namonis Be'etzem, because the Eid Echad and Bisurim, as Shev Shmaitzer explained, or because the Kayin, the Baal in this instance, is making his wife a zona during the Bia, that's where the Rambam held that there was Malkus Midin Zona. We've discussed much the halacha of Savik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid, but largely we've neglected the halacha of Savik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. So now let's turn our attention a little bit to this sugya. The Gemara here towards the bottom of the Amud after brings the drasha of Rav that said that Basar, which is Safik Tameh, will be Aser Misafik if it's Yesh B'Das Lishoel, but will be Tahar Misafik if it's Yesh Ein B'Das Lishoel. The Gemara asks, why do we need both the drasha of Rav and the limud from Sota? The Gemara says, Ima de Rav, Hava Amina, Bein B'Shus HaYachid, Bein B'Shus HaRabim, it's Trichle Migmar Misota to tell us that we only say the halacha, that Safik is Tameh in B'Shus HaYachid, and as well, the Gemara earlier in the Chavches Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, at the top line, it said, Ma Sota Rishus HaYachid, Av Sheretz Rishus HaYachid. We only learn out from Sota to Rishus HaYachid and not to Rishus HaRabim.
Now, Mirz Hashem in the Shir and Daf Lamed will continue and discuss the exact nature and the scope of the limud or the lack thereof from Sota to Savik Tumah Rishus HaRabim and the question of whether or not we need a Chazakah to Paskin Tahar in Rishus HaRabim. In the meantime, we like to discuss, as we already mentioned back in the Chav Ches, the famous machlokas between Rambam and other Rishonim, as to whether Midaraisa Safek Daraisa is Lechumra, only Lekula, and only is only the Rabbanon that said that it's Lechumra. So we encountered there Lechumra Rais against the Rambam Shita from the halachas of Sota and from the halachas of Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid, that there the Torah said that even Misafek there is an Isser. Here we have the opposite. Here in Rishus HaRabim, we have the Pashtas Halacha, which supports the Rambam, that says that the Torah said, even Misafek, it's going to remain Tahar. And the question is, how do we learn, according to the Shittas that hold, that Midaraisa, Sveikos, are Lechumra, how are they going to understand the Isser of, the Heter of Safek Tumah, Rishus HaRabim? So again, here we have the Shev Shmaitza and the Prichadash, which we already talked about back in the Chav Ches. Both of them offer answers to this question. The Prichadash says that there's no right to the Rambam Shita from that which we see that the Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tahar, because we only say Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tahar when there's a Chazakah, or there we are able to use the Chazakos in contrast to Rishus HaYachid, which as we discussed at length in the Shir Nafchav Ches, that we are not allowed to use the Chazakos, that was what the Torah said in the Isra of Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid. Here in Rishus HaRabim we are allowed to use Chazakos, and therefore it's really like any other Safik in the Torah, that even if we would say Safik Daraisa is Lechumra, even on a Daraisa level, but if there's a chazaka, we're able to use the chazaka to be machriya the suffix, and therefore suffix tumah shus harabim is no different than that. The Shev Shmaitzer says this is not the case. The halacha of suffix tumah shus harabim is going to be mutter even when there is no chazaka, and that's the special limud we have from Sota to say that even when there's no chazaka, we're able to say suffix tumah shus harabim is tahar. And it's for that very reason itself that there's no right to the Rambam, because here's an exceptional case. The Torah made an exception and said, even when there's no chazakah, the Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is going to be Tahar. That's why there is no model, there's no right from here to all Sveikas in the Torah that we say Sveikam is Lekula. That's what the Shev Shmaitzer says, it's Gzeiras HaKosuv.
And Mirz Hashem and Daf Lamed will see that really both these Tirutzim of the Pri Chadash and the Shev Shmaitzer have a Beis Av, have a Smach in the Baalei Tosfos and the way they conceived of the limud from Sota to Savik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, and how it plays out with regard to Cheskes Tara. And Mirtz Hashem will discuss the lumnus of that machlokas. But for the meantime, we'd like to mention another kasha that the Shev Shmaitzer raises to being a ride to the Rambam from our Gemara. Our Gemara is Mavur, the Inner Rishus HaRabim. Not only is the woman going to be Tahira from the Isser Sota, which we placed in her, but the Pashas will also be Tahira from all the other Isserim that go along with the Sota, the Isser Truma, the Isser Kahuna, which our Gemara discussed earlier in the Sugya, as we mentioned previously. Now, as it says, Shmaitza, even if it's true that there's a Chiddush from Sota, that we learn that the Tuma, which we suppose might have happened during the Kinev Estira, is not presumed to have happened in Rishus HaRabim, and therefore we learn from there that all Sveike Tuma Rishus HaRabim, even without a Cheskes Tara, will be Tahar, as we just mentioned, that is the Shev Shmaitza's Shita. But still, what about the other Isurim? The Isurim of Zona, which will make an Isur, Isha Usur to Truma and to Kahuna, Lechor should still have, there should still remain behind the Sveika Isur, even though the Isur Tuma, as we explained, is going to be Hukra, idea the fact that it's in the Shus HaRabim, the Torah taught us that Sveike Tuma be Shus HaRabim or Tahirim. But since when are Sveike Isurim be Shus HaRabim going to be Tahar? As the Nodbuhuda said, someone who finds a piece of Nevela, questionable Nevela or Shchuta in Rishus HaRabim. Certainly, he cannot use the halacha of Safik Tum Rishus HaRabim Tor to tell him that's mutter to eat. So, since there's a question of Isser, that the woman might be a Zona, and therefore, as such, it's Aser to a Kohen and Aser to Truma, where did that Isser Misafik go? So, it's Muchach, as it says the Shech Shmaitz, the Rabim has to be right. The fact that not only in Rishus HaRabim do we lift the Isseri Tumah on the Isha, that she's Muteris to her husband, but even we also lift the Isserim Kahuna, the Isseri Zona on the woman, which is Lachora Bisod, only a Sveik. Isser Daraisa, that's a ride to the Rambam, that Midaraisa, Sveikos, and Mutarim. If it would say like the Rashman and the Ran, and the other Rishonim, that Midaraisa, Sveikos, are Usser, so then we have no right to say, we have no reason to say that the lifting of the Isser Tumen, or Shusar Rabim, is going to tell us anything about the Sveika Isurim of the Isser Zona. And therefore we have a Raya that Midaraisa, Sveika, Daraisa is Lakula. That's the very strong question that Shad Shmaitza levels at these Rishonim. I saw two tirutz into this question, the later Achronim, we'll try to run through them quickly. The first is the Achi Ezer in Chelek Al Simen Vav. He writes over there, based on a yesod he had developed much earlier in Simen Aleph and Simen Beis, that really the woman always has a tainus bari to say that she was a Tahira. We'll see more about this in Mirtz Hashem and Daf Lamed Aleph. We already touched on this a little bit back in Daf Chav Hei and Daf Chav Ches. And it's only in Rosh Hashanah Yochid that the Torah said, Sofek Evadai, that we ignore the Tainus Bari of the Isha. He proves this in several Rishonim and Ksubis. But in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, where we don't have the Gilui of Sofek Evadai, so then we don't have a Sofek in a vacuum without any Chazaka, without any Netiyah telling us that there's Tahara, because we have a Tainus Bari against the Sofek telling us that she's Tahira. Therefore, the hanacha of the Shev Shmaitza is a mistake. That which the Shev Shmaitza asks, that with regard to the Isurim, which are not Sotodik Isurim, the Isur of Baal, excuse me, the Isur of Truma and Kuna, Mishum the Shem Zona, which should, even if we don't have the problem of Tuma B'Shus HaRabim, we should have a Suffolk Isur. On that, the Chazer says, no, we have a Tanis Bari telling us that it's not a regular Suffolk, and there should be Nemonis of a Tanis Bari to say that she is Tahir. And that's why there is no Isur of Kuna and of Truma in the case of B'Shus HaRabim. That's the Mahalach of the Achi Ezer. The second answer, I saw a beautiful teretz based on a yisod, which is an important yisod stam to know, from the Kovitz Aris of Rebbe Chanon and from Rebbe Aaron Kotler in the Mishnas Rebbe Aaron in Yevam Mesim and Yudalad. They prove there, especially Rebbe Aaron there, is marach on this yisod very much, a very interesting idea, that the iser of Sota on her husband is me'ain the iser of Zona Lekoin. In other words, the Torah said that any isha who is Nivla Lapasala, who had a Bi Asura to an Erva, is going to be Asura to a Kohen as a Zona. The Torah extended that Isser, that any husband whose wife was Mizane, she also becomes a Kilo a Zona to him. The same way the Torah asked her a Zona on a Kohen, the Torah also asked her a Zona of one's own wife to the husband. And they prove this from the Ritva. And the Yevamah says very clearly there, the Lashon Ritva is, the Ishto Zona Asura Lakol Adam, Kishem Sha Asura Zona Da Alma Lakain. The Isser of one's own wife is a Zona, is Usser to any person, even on a coin, the same way any Zona is Usser to a coin. So if that's true, we can also miyashev the Shev Shmaitz's question. Because when the Torah in the context of the Isser Zona, Kil, that's what the Ritva told us, the Isser Zona of a Sota to her husband lifted that Isser in Rosh Hasharabim. So essentially it's telling us that there's no reason to say this woman has a shame zone on her at all. And therefore, the same way that the Isser Zona is going to go away, also the Isser Zona Lekoin will go away. The Isurim are essentially made of the same stuff. They're essentially made of the same shame, the shame of a Zona. Now, this is not a stira to what we explained at length before, that the Isser of Sota Lebaila is an Isser of Tumah, whereas the Isser of Zona Lekoin is a an Isser Ba'alma. That could be the way the Torah was misyachas to the Isser. The Torah was misyachas to the Isser by saying there's an Isser Tumah on the husband and Stam an Isser on a coin. All the Achronim here mean, based on the Ritva, is that the shame Isser is identical. The shame Isser is one of Zona. And it cannot be that the Torah would lift the Isser of Zona on a husband and still keep the Isser of Zona to a coin. Inasmuch as this woman, because of this nus of an Eshes Ish, of a Sota, would be usher to the coin Machma Zona, that should have to have been that the woman also be usher as a Zona to her husband. And since the Torah said in Rosh Hasharabim, she's not usher as a Zona to her husband, so in Bal Karcha, we also know that the woman is not usher as a Zona to a coin. That's the very beautiful Teretz that we could say I'll pee the Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron and the Rabbi Chanon to answer the Sheshmaitz's Kasha on the Rashba and the Ran and the right to the Rambam from our Sugya. One more Maramakam I'll add regarding the Rambam Shita of Suffolk Daraisa's only L'chumra Midrabanon and not Midaraisa. Already the Rashba and the Ran, when they argue with the Rambam, they claim that the Makor of the Shita's Rambam was from the Gemara in Kiddushin of Ayin Gimel, which says, Mamzer Vadai Osir Torah below Mamzer Suffolk. The fact that the Gemara understood that the word Mamzer in the Torah has to mean a Vada, not a Suffolk, that was Rambam's Makor. And based on this understanding, the Rashi and the Ran level all sorts of questions at the Rambam, proving that this cannot be a Makor. The Chavis Das, in his Kuntres Beis HaSuffolk, which he wrote after Simon Kufiyot and Yerodea, he writes that if we suggest that the Rambam's Makor from our Gemara, will avoid all of these questions. Our Gemara here said, not from the halacha of Suffolk Tumash Rabbim, but from the Etzim Drasha that Rav made, that when the Torah said, V'chol Basar Asher Yigal Lo Yochal, it meant Basar Vadai Tomei, and not Basar Suffolk Tomei. The fact that the Gemara took the pasuk of Basar Tomei to mean only Vadai Tuma on the Basar, not Suffolk Tuma on the Basar, that is Rambam's Raya. The fact that the Gemara understood the Pashas, that's the Kamanas HaTorah, that's Rambam's Raya, the Midaraisa Sfeikos are Lukula. And the Chavis Das says that all the questions that the Rashba and the Ran raised against the Rambam from the Makor of Mamzer Vadai, Vlo Mamzer Suffolk, will not apply to the Makor of Basar Tomei Vadai, Vlo Basar Tomei Suffolk. Therefore, this is the best Makor, this is the real Makor, the Chavis Das writes, for the Rambam Shita. Something to keep in mind, this is really a sugya to be discussed morning there in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Gimel, but the Chavis Das does say that our Gemara of Basar Tomei Vadai is the Makor for the Rambam Shita, that Suffolk is only Chumra Midrabanon and not Midaraisa.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.